And as we continue our winter sports previews, we are here with head coach of the Ainsworth Bulldogs boys basketball team, Jake Nelson. And last year, the Bulldogs went 5-13 in Class D1. They move up to Class C2, so a little different scenery coming up towards the end of the season, coach.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we knew what to expect the last couple of years, but this year going back to C2, it's going to be a little bit different for us at the end.
Well, you lost a few seniors and starters off of last year's squad, but you will bring back some familiar faces. Let's talk about some of those youngsters that we may see in the starting five or six.
Yeah, definitely. Chris Fernandez and Witten Paint are both being starters returning from last year. They're going to be major contributors for us and do a lot for the team. We also have Jacob Ortner that played a lot. Graham Deucer is going to step in and fill in for us a lot, along with Zane Evans, Bear Ray, and then once Jackson Rucker returns from a football injury, he'll help out a lot too.
Yeah, talking about Chris and Witten, Chris averaged 10 points a game last year. Witten averaged 8 points a game. Witten able to kind of play all positions for you, maybe not the tallest of guys, but a guy that can move some bodies if needed. He can shoot from out top, be down low and play as a post. And Chris, kind of your point guard, it looks like, maybe this season.
Yeah, I think Chris will be doing most of the ball handling. You know, he's a good shooter. He can drive. He's going to kind of lead us all over the place. And then, like I said, Witten, even though he's undersized, he's pretty physical inside. And he's got a good shot from the outside and really learned how to drive with the ball, too.
Well, Coach, able to catch your Jamboree game where you were able to put in all your players that you suited up in a jersey. And, you kind of started out with your senior crew out there, and then you mixed and matched guys. Just kind of see basically what you're going to have. And it ranged from, young guys trying to step in as well as mixed in with your seniors.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to just give everybody a little bit of experience, see what they can do in the game. You know, for me, it's kind of a tip of the hat for the seniors that may not normally be starters to get a start in there so that they can say they started a game. You know, they did good when they were in there. Then we had a bunch of different combinations, just kind of seeing how they play with each other, you know, whether we were one big or two bigs in there, and kind of seeing what we can do with those different matchups.
Well, we did see a little bit in that Jamboree game against Neely Oakdale that you did have some younger guys that maybe have the height right now, but are, you know, you could say just still a little bit raw of trying to battle down low against maybe some more physical and older guys down at the post. But thought Graham Deucer was trying to get himself open well underneath there, as well as Jacob Ortner.
Yeah, those two are going to really do a lot for us this year. They're going to really improve throughout the season, and they're going to get stronger. It's things that we've been working on last year, but we haven't had time too much this year. So as the season goes, we'll see them get more physical.
Defensively, look like you guys were able to keep up, look like you're in good shape, and maybe get a complete 100% healthy Zane Evans, which we know he is hard to run out of energy.
Yeah, I don't think he hardly ever gets tired. You know, it might be we'll have to rotate him here and there just to get a little change of pace, but he flies all over the place. And we were able to get a couple other guys in there that didn't play too much last year in Kyle Fernandez and Bateson Raymond, but those two are going to be able to step in and give us quality minutes as well to help keep us fresh.
And for some of those guys, I'm sure, Coach, as we saw in the Jamboree game, is just getting the confidence being on a varsity floor, you know, after playing maybe some JV basketball, just seeing how much more the speed of the game has picked up from a year ago.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be something that they learn throughout the season, just more reps in there and get with that top group some more, and they'll just improve throughout the whole season, which is always the goal.
Well, Coach, after being independent and not conference-affiliated, you joined a conference. You joined the Niobrara Valley Conference. Ainsworth went from being in kind of an upper classification of schools now back to about your size as you join the conference, and you're going to see some stiff competition. O'Neill St. Mary's, EPPJ, Stewart, you can go up and down the road there with North Central and everybody there in the MVC.
Yeah, we're moving to a conference with smaller schools, but definitely not lacking in talent. There's going to be some really tough teams that we see along the way. It's going to be a good fit for us with less travel, and we're going to match up better on the JV teams. But definitely going to be some tough games at the varsity level.
And that's one thing I'm glad you brought up, Coach. When you try to build a program, you need to be able to play JV games. Sometimes you're not able to play those. Sometimes it's only two quarters. But chance to play some JV games and get those guys that aren't familiar with the varsity court some playing time.
Yeah, that's something that definitely, over my years here, we've tried to play as many JV games as we can, but we just didn't have the numbers at time. And going against those Southwest Conference teams, it was just bloodbaths when we did. We were playing four freshmen and a sophomore against juniors. But now we'll be able to, age-wise, size-wise, match up a little bit and get a little bit more experience for those younger guys.
Well, it looks like maybe the Bulldogs start with a couple games on the road at Ord and at Gordon Rushville, and a couple holiday tournaments coming up in the month of December.
Yeah, we're going to definitely be busy with quite a bit of travel, but that's part of the game of basketball, and we're just going to enjoy what we can and just play hard and see what we can do.
Coach Jake Nelson, I do know you did pick up another staff member added to your squad.
Added Mandy Evans to help us out, another set of eyes to see things. You get a third person, that's just, we can do a lot more with that. And
all right, Coach, season starts coming up on December 5th at Ord, followed by at Gordon Rushville the following Saturday. Wish you, the staff, and the student athletes best of luck this season.
All right, thank you very much.